Dry forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 47. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 28. High of 48 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 39. Friday, lots of sun, high of 54. Friday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 27. Sunny on Saturday, high near 48. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 37.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
This is Ag News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled that federal district courts, not the Federal Court of Appeals, have jurisdiction to review the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. The decision, according to the American Farm Bureau, brings greater clarity to the issue that has bogged down the litigation for years. AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen said the decision is positive, but also provides some uncertainty because the Sixth Circuit must soon lift the nationwide stay of the 2015 rule. The EPA is reworking the rule, but has yet to finalize the proposal to delay the 2015 WOTUS rule. Nearly all sides of the WOTUS rule declared the ruling a win, including environmental groups, and all sides argue that the rule did not fall within categories that the Clean Water Act stipulated beyond an appeals courts. But the Trump administration had argued that challenges were legal within the purview of the appeals court because the rule touched the EPA's permitting authority. Well, trade officials are gathering this week in Tokyo trying to forge ahead the Trans-Pacific Partnership without the U.S., but they're being bogged down by Canada. A member of countries of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, known as TPP-11, reached the basic agreement on the PAC in November, but Canada, holding out to secure protection for its cultural industries, and says it will not be rushed into signing a deal that other members hope to conclude by March. TPP nations are also committed to advancing a deal forward as quickly as possible. While not as likely, the nations could exclude Canada. As an Australian official said, their focus is on bringing a new TPP agreement into force as soon as possible with those that are ready to move on. Farm groups like the Canadian Cattlemen Association are urging Canada to commit to the agreement. Without a new TPP, the association says Canadian beef producers will watch helplessly as the exports to Japan erode. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Another victim found inside a burning Kansas City, Kansas home has been identified. KMBC-TV reports that police have identified 53-year-old Kevin McBride as the third victim. McBride, 53-year-old Gwen Green, and 61-year-old Ronald Guess were found dead last month. The deaths are being investigated as homicides, as authorities believe the house was intentionally set on fire to cover up the deaths of the people inside. Governor Brownback plans to meet with top Kansas legislators to see whether they'll approve a plan to have the the nation's largest private prison operator, built a new state prison. The state would buy the new prison from Tennessee-based Core Civic through a 20-year lease program with the company that would cost a total of $362 million. Some lawmakers are not sure that's the most cost-effective option. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The retirement auction for Knight Farms of Lyons, Kansas is a complete liquidation of a large farming operation and includes late model tractors and tillage implements, combines and headers, sprayers and spreaders, planters and drills, hay equipment, trucks, trailers, pickups, tools, parts, and support equipment. Bidding is open now, and each of more than 480 items will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Tuesday, February 13th, beginning at 10 a.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A judge has found sufficient evidence for four men to stand trial in the contract killing of a Salina man. The Salina Journal reports that Charles Rogers, James Pavey, Brandon St. Clair, and Austin Bott have been bound over for trial on murder charges. The body of 29-year-old Brandon Shelby was found in June northeast of Salina. Prosecutors allege that Pavey hired Rogers to kill Shelby and that the other two were involved. Investigators say it's too dangerous and too expensive to determine the cause of a fire that destroyed a Lawrence hotel. The Lawrence Journal World reports the cause of the January 15th fire at America's Best Value Inn has been officially ruled undetermined. Lawrence Douglas County Fire Marshal James King said extensive excavation would be needed before investigators could go inside the three-story building, which has largely collapsed since the fire. There's no evidence of arson, so officials have decided the expense of the excavation is not justified. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A former Omaha child care provider accused of abusing a 4-year-old girl in her care has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. 59-year-old Lynn Rowe was sentenced yesterday in Douglas County District Court for child abuse. Rowe had pled no contest to the charge in November. Nebraska state officials have unveiled a new system to alert the public when vulnerable adults and children go missing. Governor Ricketts says the Endangered Missing Advisory System will be used to help find people who don't meet the criteria for the Amber Alert System. The EMA system will send regional and county level alerts about missing people to local news media outlets and to those who sign up at the Nebraska State Patrol website. Douglas County officials have delayed approval of a couple's plans to build a drive-in movie theater on farmland west of Omaha between Valley and Fremont. The officials delayed action on a special use permit request until the couple can talk with neighbors about their concerns. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at midamericaagnetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Members of the Washington County GOP Central Committee will meet Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB meeting room in Washington to consider replacement candidates for County Treasurer Christy Metz, who recently resigned her post. Delegates will hear from interested candidates applying for the position, which must be registered Washington County Republicans. The selection will then move on to the governor's office for approval. The appointment will serve until a successor is elected and qualified if the next general election this fall to serve the remainder of the unexpired four-year term through 2020. A fatality accident near Clay Center last Thursday afternoon hospitalized a Marysville woman. Melissa Jolene Hass-Menard of Marysville was transported to the Clay Center Hospital with injuries sustained. She was a passenger in a vehicle driven by John Robert Lynn, age 49, of Clay Center, who lost control after slowing and swerving to avoid traffic. The vehicle went into a ditch and overturned. John Robert Lynn was killed in the accident. A counterfeit $10 bill was passed at Casey's General Store in Wymore Sunday evening, January 14th. Investigation, including video review, is ongoing. The incident at this time appears isolated, but area merchants are advised to be aware. Dr. Don Musil of Blue Rapids was named Kansas Veterinarian of the Year for 2017. He's been in practice over 40 years and operates Prairie Valley Vet Clinic in Blue Rapids. The New Year's baby born at the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca was Lainey Repke, daughter of Caitlin Repke and Randy Handelt of Axtell, was born early January 7th. A $1 million Kansas lottery ticket was recently sold at the Heart and Hearth liquor store in Randolph. The unidentified winner of the jackpot was a Pottawatomie County resident. This is the final weekend for the January showcase at the Lee Dam Arts Center in Marysville. The Purple Ribbon exhibition features local artwork that received Grand Champion Awards at last summer's Marshall County Fair. Participating in the exhibit, Dustin Denton, Wesley Denton, and Abigail Steinford of Wide Awake, Nick Fries and Kayla Glore of Sunflower, Catherine Key worked to win, and Maria Mason and Maya Mason of the Bremen Hustlers. The exhibition closes Sunday. The Arts Center is open Thursday 4 until 6, Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday 1 to 4. The event is hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative, which will host their annual musical fundraiser this weekend. A 7-member ensemble and 9-member band of local performers will present Something to Talk About Saturday evening at 7 with a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Marysville American Legion. Advance tickets are $10 and available at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. $15 tickets will be sold at the door. For details, go online to marshallcountyhearts.org. The event will be held Saturday evening at 7, Sunday at 2 at the Marysville American Legion. Recent changes with Facebook may affect the way you receive your news feeds. Here's how you can keep seeing posts for KNDY in your Facebook feed. Like us on Facebook. If you don't already, be sure to like our page on Facebook. Choose to see first. Next to the like button, move your cursor over the word following. From there, you can choose see first from the drop-down menu. Details available on our website at KNDYradio.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at KNDYradio. Doris R. Meyer, age 96, of Clay Center, formerly of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Doris R. Meyer. Carol Jean Tiemann, age 93, of Pawnee City, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family friends Friday, 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Carol Tiemann.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone. Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings. Need quality furniture? We've got reduced prices throughout the store. Looking for a sofa sleeper? We've got sofa sleepers marked down. Outfitting your office? We've got a great selection of office furniture at low prices. It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice. It's sheer quality.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we finish out our work week and head through our weekend. With an upper-level flow pushing further north, we do have unseasonably warm temperatures that will be dominating our area during this time. And with that flow to our north, also systems will be passing to our north as well, keeping everything very dry in our area through the weekend. As we look ahead towards next week, we do have a slight cool down coming out of the weekend and then warming things back up early next week. And that sunshine will continue with a very dry and quiet weather pattern for our area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, high in the upper 40s this afternoon, sunny. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 28. High of 48 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 39. Friday, lots of sun, high of 54. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high in the state 73 in 1967. The average low 20, the record low is 10 below zero in 1962. Sunset this evening 5:34, sunrise in the morning at 7:35.
Looking for a natural tonic for minor cough and congestion troubles? We will share one of the world's oldest remedies on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and canned beer was first sold on this day in 1935. Few home cough remedies are as universally recommended as cures made from the herb white horehound. A member of the mint family, it's widely sold today in candied lozenges. Tea or syrup made from the fresh plant has been touted for centuries as a useful expectorant. Horehound tea is as simple as pouring boiling water over fresh or dried leaves. To make a syrup, boil the leaves down until the juice is extracted, then add sugar before boiling again to the desired thickness. Tonics made from horehound are also touted as helpful for stomach troubles, especially in children. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Trey Young had 26 points and 9 assists, and number 12 Oklahoma rallied to beat number 5 Kansas 85-80 last night. Young, the nation's leader in scoring and assists, struggled with efficiency in losses to Kansas State and Oklahoma State last week. Against Kansas, the freshman point guard made 7 of 9 field goals and 10 of 12 free throws. The Jayhawks were two games ahead of the rest of the Big 12 in the loss column, and and missed a chance to take control of the conference race. Up next for KU, they'll be hosting Texas A&M on Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenges. K-State also playing on Saturday. Their game at 1 o'clock as they'll square off with Georgia. And Wichita State University, they're in action tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 8 o'clock, as they take on UCF. Mid-America Network Sports.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Now through January 30th, you could win one of more than 17,000 prizes in the O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card giveaway powered by Valvoline. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, pick up a game card, and follow the entry instructions to see if you're one of 500 lucky gift card winners each day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma and fellow Heisman finalists Lamar Jackson of Louisville and Bryce Love of Stanford are among the finalists for the Lombardi Award. It'll be given out on Saturday in Houston to the nation's top player based on performance as well as leadership, character, and resiliency. The other finalists are Penn State's running back Saquon Barkley, Alabama defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick, Central Florida linebacker Shaquem Griffin, and Iowa State linebacker and quarterback Joel Lanning. Kentucky is out of the AP Top 25 poll for the first time in nearly 4 years, while another bunch of Wildcats, Villanova, maintained their hold on number one. Kentucky slid out of Monday's latest poll from number 18 after losses to South Carolina and Florida, snapping a 30-game home-winning streak for the Wildcats in Southeastern Conference play. That dropped Kentucky out of the poll for the first time since March of 2014. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball action on Tuesday in girls play. Marysville beat Hiawatha 54-19 and will face Valley Center in the semifinals Thursday at 8. Valley Center took Horton 61-41. Jacksonites over Atchison 67-38 and St. Mary's took Falls City 41-30. In other girls action Tuesday, Hanover beat Centralia 52-51. Valley Heights took Onega 58-13 and Washington County downed Lynn 57-42. In boys play, Hanover trimmed Centralia 61-45. Washington County stopped Lynn 71-57. Falls City Sacred Heart over Southern 50-36. Marysville wrestlers took a double duel at Riley County, defeating Riley County 60-15 and Chapman 62-12.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs top seed in the Hiawatha Invitational took 8 seed Hiawatha 54-19, tipping off Tuesday. Hiawatha stayed with Marysville, trailing 7-10 into the first quarter, but Marysville would hold them to a pair of field goals and a handful of free throws the rest of the ball game. Lady Bulldogs led in scoring by Danny Bartles with 15 points. Cole Franco with 10 as Marysville improves to 9-1. Hiawatha falls to 1-9. Marysville 5-4, Hiawatha 19. Top four seeds advance first round play. Second seed Jackson Heights held off at 7-38. Third seed St. Mary's over Falls City 41-30. And fourth seed Valley Center 461-41. Marysville meet Valley Center Thursday, 8 o'clock tip off. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Derek.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
Fragrant flowers, attractive foliage, and easy care nature make the wax plant a favorite of many gardeners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this houseplant in a container filled with a well-drained potting mix in bright light. This trailing plant tolerates drought, making it the perfect plant for busy gardeners. The waxy leaves can be solid green, variegated, or curled like those of the Hindu rope variety. And when the conditions are right, Hoyas will produce beautiful fragrant blooms. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil just start to dry. dry. Keep the soil a bit moister during the summer when the plant is actively growing. Allow the soil to dry a bit more when the plant is resting during the winter. High humidity in spring and summer, followed by cooler temperatures and drier soil in winter, will encourage flowering. Limit pruning, as most Hoyas develop long leafless stems that eventually bloom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
David's farm is just 2.5 acres in size, but that does not mean he's not busy. In fact, the crop he grows will require full-time labor and provide nice earnings as well. Where is the farm, and what crop is it? It's next on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Midwestern farmers are used to growing a wide variety of crops, but when you visit David Faulkner's farm, he might need to simply begin by telling you where his crop comes from.
They come from date trees. They grow up in the top of the date palm.
Faulkner operates Ehrlich's Date Garden in Yuma, Arizona. He's been growing dates for about as long as he can remember. It is a crop perfectly suited for this area of the country.
Because it's hot and dry, and that's what it needs. You can't have the rain when the dates are ripening because it sours the dates, and they wouldn't be usable.
Before date palms were grown in this country, most of the crop came from Iran, Iraq, and Morocco. David has just 2.5 acres, but that is plenty to keep him busy.
They have to be dethorned, pollinated, thin. Dates have to be tied to a limb. You have to bag them. We cover them with bags to keep the birds from eating them. Then you have to harvest them 3 or 4 times. And then they have to be sorted for softness, and then they have to be sized, packaged.
For instance, in the late winter, just the hand pollination can be quite tedious.
We have to take the pollen from the male tree, cut the flower into pieces, and put a piece in each tree about once a week until all the flowers finish blooming.
You don't have to do all of those steps for dates to grow, but if you want a top-notch crop and a hefty yield, you'll need to be up in these trees about every day. If David allowed the bees to pollinate the crop, the pollination rate would be as low as 5%, depending on the type of date. That's why David does the work by hand to get 100% of the dates growing. We'll have more from these fields of date palms next time as we travel the countryside in Yuma, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
I know several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouths and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressive.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. You'll find more tips for choosing the right canine companion for your family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
the guy who made my city girl wife care about alfalfa. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
Randy Welch is a Madison, Wisconsin agronomist for Winfield United. My wife was listening as Randy told me how Harv Extra alfalfa allows growers to make one less cutting per season.
And that's really important because what that does is reduce our harvest costs. And farmers have really struggled with these harvest costs. As acres have gotten larger, our costs have certainly gotten larger. The farm management people tell us it costs somewhere between $50 and $80 per acre to harvest alfalfa. So the reduction in this harvest cost is a really important reason why Harv Extra is going to have a lot of value.
The biggest benefit from Harv Extra alfalfa, says Welch?
More digestible nutrients or energy derived from that fiber. But nutritionists tell us repeatedly that we can supplement protein, we can supplement minerals and a lot of things in dairy diets, but we can't supplement digestible fiber. So the efficiency would actually go up because we're producing more pounds of meat and milk from that same amount of feed.
My wife Maureen was sold.
He made me care about alfalfa.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Top U.S. grain merchant Archer Daniels Midland has proposed a takeover of Bunge, according to a person familiar with the approach that could set up a bidding war with Glencore. Large grain traders that make money by buying, selling, storage, and shipping crops have struggled in recent years with global oversupplies. Thin margins have squeezed core commodity trading operations, including ADM, Bunge, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus Company, which together are known as the ABCDs and dominate the industry. Consolidation is seen as one remedy, as Glencore last year sought a tie-up with Bunge in what was viewed as the start of a wave of mergers and acquisitions in the industry. Well, Bunge rebuffed the acquisition offer from Glencore last year and might not follow up on ADM's proposal either. The standstill agreement prevents Glencore from making a new offer until at least next month, and Bunge is keeping its option open for now, the source said. ADM said it doesn't comment on rumors and speculation. Bunge did not respond to requests for comment, and Glencore was not immediately for comment either. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report on ADM's interest in Bunge. The National Farmers Union calling on Congress to increase funding for farm programs in the Farm Bill and pass the legislation as soon as possible. NFU President Roger Johnson said the new Farm Bill must strengthen the safety net so that farmers and ranchers can manage risk. NFU leaders have set 14 Farm Bill recommendations to Congress to follow, including a set of changes for the Farm Bill's commodity title. NFU is calling for increase in robust reference prices under the Price Loss Coverage Program, technical corrections to the Ag Risk Coverage Program, and incentives-based inventory management program to manage milk supplies based on simple market demand. Also, some mechanisms to address oversupply of grain and dairy and for assistance to cotton producers. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Mid-America Ag Network, looking pretty good for grains and soybeans here on a midweek Wednesday. March corn up 4 1/4 at 355 1/2. May is up 4 at 363 3/4. March Kansas City wheat is up 8 3/4 at 432. May is up 9 at 446 1/4. March soybeans up 5 at 9.91 1/4. May beans up 4 3/4 at 10.02 1/2. March soybean meal is up 170 at 341.30. May is up 150 at 344. March bean oil is up 11 at 32.66. May soy oil is up 11 at 32.83. So things look good across the soy complex, and we're seeing some very strong gains for corn and Kansas City wheat. Livestock numbers remain mixed. Live cattle doing a little better now after a bubble. February live cattle up 52 at 125.25. April up a nickel at 124.85. The later months are mixed. January feeder cattle down 32 at 148.25. March feeder cattle down 45 at 146.52. Again, the later months are mostly lower. Hogs continue to be in the green. February hogs up 42 at 72.67. April up 97 at 75.62. So positives for hogs here on Wednesday. And cotton is on a bit of a mini rally. March cotton is up 8 points at 82.34. May is up 19 at 82.93. We've seen some back and forth action with cotton here the last couple of days. March crude oil is 64 cents higher at 65.11. April crude oil is up 55 cents at 64.86. So it's a positive look for crude oil here. The gold contract is sharply higher. February gold is currently up $18.30 at $1,355.10. April gold is up $18.50 at $13.60.20. So it's been a good day for gold so far. The dollar index for March down 0.910 at 89 even. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams, and our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, taking a look at why Iowa hog farmers are building more hog barns. After this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Hog producers in Iowa are building more swine barns because better prices for pork at the meat counter and in the export world. Building and growing demand for pork products. And according to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, data shows that this has pushed permits for hog buildings in Iowa to a five-year high as farmers look to house record numbers of U.S. hogs. Greg Hora is a hog farmer in Fort Dodge, Iowa. He says the main factors for increased pork investment in buildings are attractive feed costs and very strong exports. Now, he's not adding space to his swine farms, but he said others are doing so given the annual U.S. hog herd growth of 3-4%, and that's tied to strong global demand for pork. DNR's Iowa statistics for 2017 showed approval for construction of new hog barns capable of holding more than 1,250 head and the expansion of existing barns. It totaled 451 2021. That's up nearly 12% from 2016. And, of course, we all know that on December 1st of 2017, we had a record number of hogs in the United States, an all-time high of 73.2 million. Now, corn prices hovering around $3.50 per bushel also helping. And the export world, well, U.S. Meat Export Federation data shows that pork exports from January through November of 2017 were on pace for a new record volume at 2.25 million tons, valued at $5.9 billion. Hog farmer profit improved after new packing plants sprang up in the U.S. last year. Back with a final word after this message.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner success, Farmers Cooperative.
Industry processing capacity in 2017 grew 8% over 2016 after new facilities came online in Minnesota, Michigan, Missouri, and Iowa. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
See what sets apart the new 2018 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition pickup at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They also have the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups. Several styles available. Take your test drive today in a new Chevy Silverado at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
As farmers weather the economic ups and downs, so do their lenders. Customer counseling, planning, and options are lender priorities on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farm profits are all over the spectrum these days. Customers with negative profit margins are probably giving some lenders sleepless nights, but it depends on their perspective of the situation. Tim Cook is Senior Vice President and Chief Credit Officer at Farm Credit Services of America. He says he doesn't panic when agriculture is in a slump because he knows it's a cyclical business.
You know, if we go back over the last 6 or 7 or 8 years, our focus was on ensuring that we saw what was coming. We knew that $5 and $6 corn prices was probably not sustainable over the long term. So we really focused on ensuring that we didn't work with producers to over-leverage them. And so we've been preparing for the cycle that we're in. And so there's really not value in panicking.
From his perspective, Cook says it's unlikely that prices will lead us out of this current cycle. So they're working on cost reduction with their customers. However, being a good counselor is just as important as crunching numbers.
There's no doubt that when you're entering the third or fourth year, there's individual producers who are experiencing more stress than others. We really view that as helping them see what their options are. And that's really part of their planning and understanding where their costs are, where the market is today, and what their options are. We like to work with producers to understand and share with them what we see as their options.
Cook says they will continue to be patient as producers make the adjustments needed to get back to profitable levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the state of farm lenders at agriculture.com.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, that big winter storm that rolled across parts of the country at the first part of the week has been a blessing for winter wheat in some areas, not so much for others. Gary Crawford brings us that story.
Even when the federal government has a shutdown, the weather does not shut down, and neither do the folks who track it.
That's right. We keep trucking along like the Energizer Bunny.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey. He says that big storm that moved across the country Sunday and Monday has left winter wheat in most of Nebraska and some neighboring areas well protected with a soil of moisture, but for the winter wheat in most of the central and southern high plains.
It was another swing and a miss.
The storm whizzed by those areas bringing winds, but not much else.
As you move to southwestern Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and point south, we are continuing to see deterioration in that wheat crop,
which was poorly established from the get-go and has been suffering from
intensifying drought and the temperature extremes, from sub-zero cold to temperatures at times in the 70s or even to near 80 degrees. So a mix of problems for that wheat.
And he says we won't get a report on actual crop condition until early next month. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, a recent report by CoBank expects the farm economy to tighten again in 2018, and experts say that will lead to more farmers filing Chapter 12 bankruptcy. Wheat and dairy producers are among the hardest hit, with an increase in Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings in Kansas and Wisconsin, reaching the highest level since 2012. The number of Chapter 12 filings has been on the rise since 2014, where there were about 380 filings. That number spiked to just more than 500 in 2017. Chapter 12 is designed specifically for farmers with regular annual income and allows them to stop debt collection and establish repayment plans of 3 to 5 years with creditors. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-A.